Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm just messing with you, Rob.
You're on thin ice.
Yeah, he just had a heart attack.
Is that really loud?
No, it sounds great, but you flipped me because you didn't say what the vignette was, and then you went to the stager, and
did
I don't know what
Rob
to do.
Did you see Rob put his hand up like he was like, I'm not doing this.
No, I was preparing.
It's possessed.
Hi, boys.
Good morning.
Oh, God, what a day it was yesterday in Florida.
People are worried about hurricanes.
Irma, that sounds like my neighbor in Bethesda.
Yeah.
I knew a nice lady.
Arch, I knew a Tia Irma.
Tia Irma? Yeah. Wow. Tia Irma's fantastic.
Was she bilingual?
She was.
Hey, Arch, did you ever take your neighbor Irma out to an Italian restaurant that had a lot of personality?
Oh, I sure did. The tablecloths are checkerboard.
I couldn't believe their calamari. Oh, fantastic.
The waiters were nice.
Anyway, Arch, you know what? That career of Arch's and... You know, 40 years later, here we are obsessing about
Arch.
Oh,
it's a testament to like his impact on our program, right?
We all listen very carefully.
They're doing a podcast. It's pretty modern. Got lots of equipment. Got new equipment today.
New equipment.
Yay! Yeah.
Woo!
You know, just a few words about MikeOVO.com.
Yes.
I yesterday did my first project for MikeOVO.com, and thank you for that, even though it's probably not because of MikeOVO.com. I'll just make it sound like that.
Yeah, Mike.
But the fact is...
To make it sound
you know
big.
What? But the idea
radio
of,
advertising works.
I do two things here in this little studio. I send my little voice up to you, and you guys distribute it and do that. And then I do commercials, and when I do commercials... I send them out, and I have a separate process.
Sure.
Because before, I would send them up to Rob, and it was just a level of audio degradation that we didn't need, and he wanted
we've
it cleaner
simplified
and stuff like that.
And we've improved.
So what I do is, thanks to Pony Boy, he gives me this great program that's really easy to use.
Pony Boy.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom. And he gives it to me, and I download it, and then it's just this battle of... Apple and software, and you got it from this source, and then it wants to convert this into, and I have been dealing with these weeds for, as far as productivity is concerned, the amount of productivity that is probably diminished in the IT world with passwords and proprietary software and dealing with the crap that I'm dealing with.
Don't forget default inputs. You know, default what? Inputs and
default
outputs.
Default inputs.
How dare they?
Right. The process that I got software that, by the way, I realize the software is free. And I realize
the
that's
software.
But it's not
free.
Only free, but Pony, hold on. It's not only free.
The software is killing you.
Pony, the software is free, but the software is also... It's like the best, right? I mean, it's the ease of use. It's the cleanest. Is
it's
it
editing for dummies.
Yeah, yes. It's open source.
You got it. How long did you just? Could you keep it in your pants for just 5 seconds, Oscar? Could you?
Hey, I know. We're on to diminish
I know,
you.
I know. Oh, okay.
He loves to diminish Mike,
but the thing is. It's very easy, but then. When you get done doing your little recording and you want to turn it into a little file to send to your client, it's extraordinary. What were the hoops we had to go through?
Okay.
We have to convert it to one file, then to another file, then
put
it on the
tell.
Thing. And it was just crazy. It was crazy. And I know this is inside, but it's very
no. It's
top
everyone.
Of mind,
everyone
I was doing
deals
it at
with
6
it.
6 o'clock this morning.
Everyone deals
it
with it, and it's totally
better than
reel
to reel on cutting tape.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know what? Compared to what it was,
yeah.
Oh, amazing. My God.
Arch, did you ever have to edit and splice?
I sure did. I sure did, Rob. Wow. Spent a lot of time with the tape and a razor.
What about a wax pencil?
A wax pencil? A wax pencil.
Yeah, they're hard to use.
Anyway, so earlier this week, I never got to it on the show.
Right.
And I was earlier this week, we had a little business meeting that the boys took care of because they do that for me because they're really nice that way, and I really appreciate that.
You know I always say I'm you, right?
Let me ask by a show of hands. When I told you I wasn't going to make this, I believe, 1:30 business call that we had because I had an appointment. How many of you thought that I really had an appointment?
Well, I thought you had an appointment. Yeah,
we never even questioned
You really
it.
Thought I had an appointment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I really
had a thought that you might have made the appointment after we booked the meeting.
No, I actually...
But I believe there was an appointment.
The times lined up absolutely exactly at 1:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we never even questioned you had a meeting.
It was, right. I think it was Tuesday of this week.
Yeah,
that's right.
Tuesday at 1:30. And you'll never guess where I went. You'll never guess where I went.
It might not surprise you, but it's still pretty.
Was it an Italian restaurant with a lot of personality?
No, Arch. No, it wasn't.
What about Culver's?
No, it was not Culver's. No, haven't done Culver's since I came down here. Have not. Did we do it the first night we were here? First night we were here, and then that was it.
There
that
you
was
go. You've been home for 5 days.
Well, you had to check in. You had to check in and let them know you were back.
She's allowed me, Oscar, an apple when I really get crazy.
The company allowed you an apple yesterday.
I got an apple last night. Late at night, I had an apple, and it was, what was that? Oh, an apple, yes. Oh, okay. I see, and you looked over at him. Is that a...
Seeing if the joke landed.
Is that a Mike bought new equipment joke?
No, I was just seeing if the joke landed.
I called my shot with a new computer. When you were bitching about it, I said, he's going to go buy a new computer. And Rob's like, nah, it's fine.
Did you call that yesterday?
I called it 2 days ago when you were bitching about it 2 days ago. And then I said, that computer's 2 years old. There's no way it should be dying right now.
3 years old.
Oh, well, you know.
It's a 2014.
Mine's
computer.
6 years old.
It's an early 2000. Well, you're getting my old computer that's going to get a $100 repair, and then it's going to be sent up to you.
It's slightly used,
fine.
Mike. Not old.
Gently
slightly
used.
Slightly used.
It's gently used.
Previously owned, as someone told me.
And
one time.
Everything's going to be A-OK.
You know,
previously.
What was I supposed to do?
No, you handled it perfectly.
Mike, you did everything you could. You're great.
I made an apple pun.
Yeah, he made an apple pun.
No skin off my nose.
Yeah.
Don't be paranoid.
I don't
be like Arch, because Arch still uses a typewriter.
Sounds like embezzlement to me.
anyway. No, it's not. Anyhow.
We need you running a tip-top shape the time.
We do.
Well, it's almost perfect today, but, it is. I've got everything I need.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have that if I didn't have a computer.
Right yes.
Now, so. Was your appointment medical?
Yes. I guess so.
Cosmetic?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Curbs.
Curbs.
No,
you mean curves?
You mean curves?
Not curbs. No.
Curbs? Curbs. No. Curbs is where Larry David goes to lose weight.
Yeah.
No, it was not curbs.
Did it have to do with your most recent medical procedure, i.e. your hips?
No.
Is it a weight loss situation?
No.
Damn. Dental?
No, but I'll give you a hint.
Yay.
It is something that has been a recurring issue with Mrs. O'Mara and me.
Oh, counseling.
Fertility clinic.
No, there is no erectile dysfunction or...
Counseling.
Nope.
Snoring?
In fact, I'll give you another hint. It's something you, Rob, maybe get blamed for too.
Gas.
No.
You do get blamed for gas a lot.
We'll do it easier. This will be easier. Go through the list of my medical maladies.
Well, I said snoring. Does it have to do with
snoring,
your CPAP?
Snoring, no.
Okay.
Hip, no.
Something that we share.
Weight, no.
Hmm.
What's something else? What's something that's kind of that I've referenced on the show
diverticulitis?
Multiple times?
Your belly. No?
No.
Wow. Something
this
to do.
This is something. Okay, I'll give you another hint. This is something that annoys Mrs. O'Mara.
Oh, your deviated septum.
No.
Is it anything to do with breathing?
No.
Anything to do with digestion?
No.
Road rage?
No.
Body odor?
No.
Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm saying that in a certain
a lot of,
way.
A lot of maladies.
I'm being politically incorrect. No.
Oh,
not.
Body hair.
No.
Oh.
Pony, do you have it? Did you get it just
are
that
you,
when I did that?
Are you getting snipped?
No.
Oh.
Hair implants.
What
hair
is plugs. Mrs. O'Mara complained about? The volume of the television.
Oh, your hearing test. Oh, your ears.
That's right.
Oh.
Come on. No.
Wow.
Come
on. So are you looking for an implant or are you getting the AIDS?
Yes, a cochlear implant like Rush Limbaugh. Yes. That's what I'm going
to get. You're getting the AIDS, aren't you?
I
run the TV very loudly. I've been talking about the fact that, you know, watching my stories, like Game of Thrones in particular, is something that really, really bugs me. So finally, you know, with the whole hip thing coming back and being back on my scoot, and I'm down here, I'm just getting stuff done. I'm taking care of stuff, and I'm feeling like anything that is questionable,
we'll get a new one.
Yeah.
You know, my dad took the dive. He wears them in each ear. Would you like to talk to him about it or yell to him about it?
Don't need to.
My father took the plunge last year, and he loves them.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into
this. He's 77, though.
Before you start easing my pain, let's get into the weeds of this, where there's a little place called, I think it's called Zounds. That's a particular brand.
Sounds like a candy bar.
Yeah.
I know. Zounds have nuts. Zounds don't.
And so I'm in Joy Ken here. Zounds don't.
By the way, down here in West South Florida, really hard to find people that sell hearing aids. Yeah.
Is it hard?
Really excruciatingly different. You can throw a pebble 12 feet and you find one. There's so many of them.
I was shocked. Shocked how well they work.
They're amazing.
What, hearing aids?
Yes.
So I was saying to myself, okay, I'll go into this joint, and a week ago, I go into this joint, and I said,
they said, hello, welcome.
I used the story years ago. This is why now I'm realizing maybe I was hoodwinked.
Oh?
Years ago on the old Don and Mike show on WJFK, they brought an audiologist in to test Don's hearing, Buzz's hearing, and Mike's hearing. And I remember knowing that both Don and Buzz, Don, because I could hear his headphones in the studio, they were that loud.
Literally, I followed the show from Don's headphone bleed.
And Buzz, because he was older, I'm like, I'm coming out smelling like a rose. And when they got done with the testing, your boy here, according to this, well, what turns out to be perhaps a crooked audiologist, said that I had the worst hearing. That I was the one that had.
How could you have the worst
hearing?
If you had the lowest?
Well, I wondered the same thing because I did not crank my headphones like some of the other guys did. And so it was off to this place, and they said they offer free hearing screenings, hearing tests. And I said, oh, I'll do that. She said, well, we've got an availability next Tuesday. I said, oh, that's great. I'll do it next Tuesday.
That's good. Bring your checkbook, dear.
I said, well, no, but it's free.
So sure.
Last thing I said to her, I said, listen, are these those behind-the-ear things? Because I'm not doing that. If I can't just put it in the ear, I don't want to have a, you know, hello.
You do have some vanity.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to, I didn't want, he said, well, those are the kind we sell. I meant, well, that's so. She said, come in anyway. Get your hearing test. You can take it to another place if you want to. And I said, that was good. The lady was super cool.
Smart.
And it ended up, I showed up Tuesday, 1:30, and the guy was super cool as well. And my, oh my, oh my, have things changed.
How?
They take these pre-sanitized little pads. Picture an earbud, only a little bit more spherical.
Sure.
Where they literally seal the ear canal
off. Are they sort of like soft and waxy?
They're soft. They're soft and foamy.
So they mash in good.
And they seal into your ear. And then he does a computer program. And he says, he hands you a Jeopardy clicker like they would use on Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And if you hear the sound, you click on it. It's that simple.
Who is Helen Keller?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. The teachers went crazy. But anyway, except for Annie Sullivan. And then
she was patient.
She was so patient she couldn't see, hear, or talk. But Annie figured it out. Stop making me do that.
Never until the day I die.
Yeah, Cassidy.
Dog every time. So they give me that, and I got to hear these different frequencies. And he said, God, what did he say? He was going to give me a woo 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 woo, a wop, warble because I've had headphones on. And so he starts the test. Get done. I do that. He said, okay, we're all set to go. He said, you know, you're in the upper end of normal.
Really?
I'm in the upper. He said, I'm up here. And he I was out of this little window where the average person hears. And he said, on the right ear, I think maybe right or left ear, he said, that's one area that might be in the future a little problematic.
Mid-frequency tones?
But I don't remember.
Okay.
The tones that you don't hear, that we don't hear, are the higher frequency tones.
Okay.
Mostly women.
Because if you're in a crowded restaurant, you can't pick up a conversation.
Yeah, my dad can't hear my kids.
I said, but the thing is, when I'm watching television programs, and then the guy was a PhD in this area, he said, oh, that is, he said, go watch an old episode of the Andy Griffith Show, turn it on, and you can do the crossword puzzle and write Christmas cards at the same time, and you won't miss a word. Turn on a modern television or movie now, and you will not pick up dialogue. He was like a savant when it came to this.
Did he offer why?
Well, he said it's just the way there's a thing called whisper acting that is done now, where the school of acting is so understated that you'll hear. And by the way, when I'm sitting next to Carla with her perfect hearing, and we have to go back three times over a mumbled bit of dialogue, because nobody gives a rat's ass about it anymore.
Because I have a theory as well.
Go ahead.
They're catering to bigger sound systems, bigger speakers and everything.
Yes.
And they're expecting you to have a bigger presentation.
Absolutely.
Do you know why Johnny Olson, the original announcer for The Price is Right, was such a sought-after announcer?
Why was it? Because he had a high voice.
His high voice was had tremendous presence on little television speakers. It would pop over music beds.
Wow.
And that's why Gleason used him. They used him on all the game shows and everything. His voice was at that tone. That it worked for TV.
But
it would be piercing
they,
now
they
on the big
about the
speakers.
Fact that if you go into a movie now and you get the explosion covered by the whispered dialect. And one of the great examples of a whispered dialect, if you go see Jurassic Park, the original Jurassic Park, try to keep it at an even level, listen to Sam Neill's dialogue, and then in 5 minutes, a T-Rex is chasing a car. You won't be able to do it without your hand on the volume control.
You're right.
It won't be possible because you will not be able to stand the level of the T-Rex and the explosions and stamping on cars and be able to then turn it down to a manageable level and still be able to hear Sam Neill.
Do you know what the first television show, that offered that as a problem, I think, and it goes pretty far back, is 24.
Mm-hmm.
24 had whisper acting and lots of noise.
And lots of explosions and gunfire. And they still, the important thing to these audio mixers in Hollywood is to get the sounds of the, the explosions and the guns and the action. And then the dialogue is, so it's frustrating. I mean, but there are exceptions to the rule all over the place. I found Deadpool to be one of, I thought that Ryan Reynolds was terrific. As far as the way, he was easy to understand. I loved his dialogue. It was snappy. But so much of Game of Thrones is a classic example.
Yeah.
They all mumble through their dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
And they've got dialects,
I have to rewind. Sometimes Shannon will watch it with subtitles, and she's younger than all of us.
Well,
she can read?
Daughters. My 21 and my 22 and 20-year-old daughters both watch countless shows. They said, Dad, we watch a lot of stuff. Peaky Blinders with their heavy dialects is a show they watch with subtitles. But the long and short of it is I kind of walked out of there feeling a little bummed.
Why?
Because I,
there's no fix.
I thought that I would be,
Well, the fix is Hollywood. Big movie needs to improve their game.
But for Mike, he wanted new ears and that's it.
You could get the ones that they advertise in Parade magazine.
So instead he got a new Mac.
It didn't put me in tears. What did you say?
Hello?
Come again?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Labor Day. We are all familiar with the rule that you shouldn't wear white after Labor Day, which is much easier for some people to follow than for others, Gwyneth. But honestly, we should be using more holidays as arbitrary points to stop doing things. For instance, we should have a rule that after Thanksgiving, you have to stop decorating your home with gourds. It's cute in October, it's acceptable but obnoxiously folksy in November. But after that, you're just keeping loose produce lying around. It's no better than adorning your front porch with a bunch of watermelons and carrot sticks. Also, no drinking eggnog after December 31st. Because if you start your calendar year by consuming a beverage with the density and nutritional benefits of molten steel, scrap the rest of your resolutions and take care of your f***ing nog problem. Now, while we're at it, there are some things that after this Labor Day, we should stop doing and then never do again. For instance, let's stop saying that's interesting when we mean that is not interesting. From now on, when someone tells you a boring story, simply say, bless you, like you were just sneezed on, because that is what hearing about someone's travel delay feels like. And while we're at it, from Labor Day forward, no more winking ever. A wink is a gesture that is somehow both deeply sexual and incredibly unsexy. Like licking a pine cone. I think I know how you want me to take that, but I am profoundly not on board. Or am I? See, the point is, it's gross. No more of that until the end of time.
It's Labor Day weekend. It's exciting. Labor Day weekend, of course, a holiday where people take 3 days off from being unemployed.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Anyway, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are a worldwide podcast. Literally, it goes around the world. We
international.
Put it up, goes everywhere. Botswana, goes to Alaska,
Crete,
goes to China,
Peru.
Peru. Machu Picchu.
Yes.
We have loyal listeners all over the world, too, who get it. People literally that are listening in foreign countries right now that love what we do and are into it. Maybe joining us in New Orleans where we have our annual conclave.
What about the Netherlands?
Yeah. Anyway, we're on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. I don't know why this show is going to be goofy, but... It's going to be goofy.
It is.
You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. And I don't mean that in a Jerry BS way where it's like, oh, silly.
We've got a wonderful, marvelous, wonderful, wonderful.
Marvelous. I am marvelous. 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're brought to you by my favorite app, Texture. I love Texture. It's so much fun. I love the reading. I have to be honest with you. The Danish model... In this month's episode, this month's issue of Maxim is touche. Anyway, Texture is an app that you can get on your smartphone or your tablet. I have it on my tablet, and it gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines. You put it on your smartphone, put it on your tablet. Can I be honest with you? It's great on a smartphone, but the Danish model, if you have a tablet...
Yes.
Put it on both platforms. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Texture gives you access to every magazine under the sun for less than a few individual subscriptions. You can read all day right from your phone. It's better. It's clearer. It's easier to negotiate.
Marvelous.
I talked about Sofia Vergara in Women's Health, where you press on the cover page and it takes you right to the article.
Mm-hmm.
Golf Magazine, I want to look at the new equipment, the new clubs they have for 2017 and 2018, and I just click on the club on the cover of the magazine. Texture rocks, and it's normally $9.99 a month. But if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you're going to get a 14-day free trial. This is, you get an app that comes down the pike once in a while that you look at and you go, how do they pull it off? It's that beautiful to look at.
Mm-hmm.
One of Apple's top 2016 iPads app. Start your free trial right now. Texture offering our listeners, again, a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. It's texture.com/TMOS. I won't even tell you all the other great things about no clutter and tremendously cost-effective compared to
And they have every magazine you would ever buy. They have it.
Right.
They just have
everything.
I
would love to talk more about my hearing, but I think I've covered it, and the fact is it's good news.
You're good.
And that's boring. So I don't want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is something we picked up on yesterday, maybe the day before.
What's that?
Oscar talking about the fact that this wedding – is beginning to become problem. Is this wedding getting
Oscar's
larger?
Wedding.
Is
no.
No.
Hey, by the way, I can't come to your bachelor party in Las Vegas.
You mentioned that to me yesterday. And you're only
Mrs. O'Mara looked at me to hurt my feelings. No, I don't want to hurt your feelings. But she looked at me. There are moments in a marriage where you look at someone and you say to yourself, this is going to be more hassle than it's worth.
I've always said,
Mrs. O'Mara doesn't want Mr. O'Mara to go to strip joints, to drink heavily, to gamble, and to do all the bad things that he does in Las Vegas.
This is what I told my brother when he called me, right? Mm-hmm. And my brother Jose set in this entire bachelor party up, and he was going through the roster of luminaries that should be invited to this escapade to Vegas for a weekend. Mm-hmm. Not for maybe 48 hours if we're lucky, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, I got Michael Corleone. I've got Todd Moore. I've got Dominique Foxworth on the list. He goes, I've got brother-in-law Costa.
Mm-hmm.
My pops is going to be invited. He probably won't go, but it's as a kind gesture to him.
Sure.
Very nice gesture.
He goes, and Mike O'Mara. And I said, scratch Mike. He said, what's wrong with Mike? And he goes, is he sick? Something going on with his hip? And I said, no. He can't go to the bad place. You can't go to the bad place. His wife said,
you know,
no.
And it's more, the look I got was not necessarily going to the Hoochie Mama joint. If you were, you know, so inclined to visit one of those places, it was more going into a casino. She doesn't want me to go because of the fact that we are going to be in New Orleans in November. And that's where.
Well, Mike, if mommy won't let you go, mommy won't let you go.
You're right. That's true. I normally, do you know me? Am I the type of person, in all the years you've known me, am I the type of individual to just really shy away from an altercation or a fight?
You are not that guy. But
This is one I completely yielded to.
Wise
move, my friend.
If I were you and I had a beautiful young bride that's kept me alive for the last 10 years.
I agree.
I would do anything she says.
Well, if this is, look, and it was not, this came up on the treadmill.
How did you ask
in the gym?
Great question.
We were both, she was running, I was limping on dual treadmills side by side. And I looked over at her and I said, by the way, Oscar's got a bachelor party in Las Vegas coming up in October.
Right after your
and
birthday.
She goes, and then she goes out loud because there was another person on an elliptical or maybe another treadmill. And she goes, we'll talk about it. And she goes like this. And we continue our thing. And I feel like a fingernail flick on my left elbow.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. A fingernail flip. And she looks over to me so the other person can't hear. And I swear to God, and she looks at me and she goes, and
she mouths no way.
That's it. Yeah. I swear to God.
Done.
I didn't even revisit it based on that demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really even revisit it.
Well, you can't. It's done.
Yeah.
But Mike,
means I'm taken care of. I've already given you your wedding present, so I'm set.
Any other man that would have had this conversation with me, I would have done some sort of group effort to really chisel them down to a yes.
Like
right?
a peer pressure deal?
Yeah. Like, hey, man, we found the best flights and like best rate. Ronique's hooking us up. Like,
sure.
It's going to cost, like, really sold you hard. But since I'm a friend, a colleague, and a business partner, I would say that this is probably for the best because I don't need Carla mad at me.
Right.
I don't need you to go away on a trip that you essentially feel guilty about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
because the bad feelings wouldn't be like a rifle shot. It would be like a shotgun blast. Yeah. It would touch us all.
I have to say this. This is the truth about my relationship. And this is this one is DGH are in special territory now where, you know, she's outlived the previous two. In the formal category, you know, she outlived the other two in the length of relationship
right.
a long time ago, but we now are approaching our eighth anniversary.
She is truly your Henry Aaron of brides.
She's the Henry Aaron. And the fact is that we've had like every relationship, our ups and downs, but we do end up spending an inordinate amount of time together. And the fact is, when she goes away or I go away, it's just kind of uncomfortable for both of us.
Yeah.
We're not like my sister and my brother-in-law who have basically lived separate lives
their
entire marriage.
It's a magical formula for happiness, though.
By the way, Kathy and Paul, if I didn't mention it, 40 years together, which is, you know, I mentioned that one when I gave the speech. That's wonderful. Thank you, Mom.
She married at age 9?
She did. Isn't that beautiful? So this is one where I look at it like maybe I've matured a little bit because I looked at it and I went, Nope. The man, Mike O'Mara, even in his 40s, would Mike in his early 50s.
Yeah.
That would have been a fight to the death.
Yeah.
That would have been
you would have booked everything.
I would have. Oh, by the way, did I mention the Friday?
Weekend, yeah.
Oh my God, what? Yeah, sorry. We'll talk about it when I get back.
Actually,
bye-bye.
It might have been Carla. I'm at the airport. Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned this.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm not.
Remember the
I'm
time?
Not, he, I, he, you know what? You know what doesn't what? Apply to me right That's now. Like, it, that whole male pride thing doesn't matter.
No,
I would have been shamed into it in the old days.
She's been by her hospital bed 4 times since you've been married.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you got to give her
what
some
an amazing
credit.
Statistic, Oscar. I don't know how you brought that up so quickly.
This is true, though. She's been there for me.
Yeah, because you got to shoot her a text and be like, if it all doesn't work out, we'll make sure that, you know, little Michael can get through this. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the only way I'm going to really engage in any real horrible behavior is to send her away with her mother somewhere. That's it.
But
that's
I feel like when she goes away, Mike, she's happier than when you go away.
Yes, that's true also. And if I'm going to that place, if we can be perfectly honest, mm-hmm. that is a place of misery and damage to one's liver. And, you know, to be honest with you, and I don't want to make the older people in our audience feel bad, but mm-hmm. I have to tell you the truth, the way I feel. I really feel that I am at the age now where going into a gentleman's club, mm-hmm. it's a creep factor. I'm 58 years old. It's kind of am I interested in seeing the bouncing globes? You bet your ass
I
am.
Of course.
But do I remember Camelot when I was in my 20s and I would sit there and I would see the guys standing up there that were 60 years old going,
yep.
You know,
saying I'll never be that guy.
That's right. I will never be Horny Bob's B-Y. That is for damn sure. I will not be that guy.
Rob, you gave me a hard no, right?
You're of course.
A hard
of no, course, yeah.
So this is good.
But he gets off the hook for all that. You ought to go. You're young. Why don't you go and let your hair down that you don't have?
I'll send my hair.
When we come back, though, I'd like to find out about how your family might be ruining your marriage.
Yes.
And, oh, cool.
We'll do that on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up.
My buddy.
Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Remember what Nameberry says, Mike. All you have to do is include it.
Include it. It's very easy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are brought to you by Sleep Number. You've all heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how well I sleep. If you've considered a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one, think about how much you will get out of this product.
Yes.
You can't afford another restless night's sleep. Listen to this. There's never been a better time to come into a Sleep Number store where all the beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. This is always the time of year, to the best of my knowledge, where Sleep Number does this special thing.
Yes. Gotta do it.
This is a great time to do it. A Sleep Number bed, each side adjusts so it's perfect for couples. And now there's the new Sleep Number 360 bed that senses your movements and automatically adjusts to you so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. Did you know many of us fall asleep faster if our feet are gently warmed? Did you know that? Sleep Number 360 bed, it can do that. It can pre-warm each side of the bed. Your bed doesn't do that. You know that. Really, the Sleep Number bed is a great product. We're proud to be associated with them. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, my Sleep IQ was a 90. It would have been a higher number, but I drank a massive Diet Coke, which I shouldn't
have. Oh, Mike.
And I was up. Come on in during the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Plus, you can save 50% on an innovative limited edition bed now through Labor Day. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com and be absolutely sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Otherwise, we don't get credit.
Arch. And if you don't get credit, you're probably not going to be on the advertising list anymore.
Arch, are you a light sleeper?
Sure am, Rob. welcome back to the show. So you're getting married in basically a month and a half, correct?
Yes.
And it's coming down to the wire. The last we checked in when you referenced it, at least what I remembered when I was listening to you, which I, you know I do that
sometimes
on
you tune me out.
I heard about 35 people. Yeah, about 35 people at this wedding. Yes. Is this wedding growing? Is something wrong? What's going on?
I think the final count's 29. 29. Right now.
Intimate family get together.
What happened to the six? Couldn't make it. Scheduling, death.
Kids. Like they have school, so only half the couple's coming.
Understood. Okay.
That's Shannon's side, the Anglos.
You think we could call my nephew Ben?
Of course.
Yeah, he probably won't pick up the phone, but after we get done talking to him, it's the wedding thing that he said we could
You
call
should
him
feel guilty,
week.
Yeah.
Why should I feel guilty? Stop that.
Because you didn't go. He's your favorite. He's like your only
he's
family
your
member.
Go
that, so
because we have
your
one
cause.
Babysitter down here, and I'm not taking my 4-year-old to a 4 o'clock wedding. Thank you very much. But anyway, 29 people. Get
yes, right. 29 people.
It's just under 30.
Just under 30.
Thank you.
There's an issue with the wedding, and it has nothing to do with Shannon or myself. Is that, and I, this is the way I looked at the wedding in general. We were supposed to just, go to the West Coast. We've been working on eloping, having a small intimate affair, and just us.
Right.
That's it, right? Didn't work out that way because I got the old Latin guilt trip when I went down for the family vacation in Key West. And they said, you're going to regret having your not having your family and not having your father and mother there and yada, yada.
What do you mean you're not having your father and mother there?
If we were to elope.
You're listening.
Oh, you're going to elope.
Yes.
Okay, but see, I'm sorry. That's right. Okay, that's a total, like, no guess. That's just you guys getting out.
Just courthouse, us, right? Go to the courthouse. Dead
Can
of
I ask
night.
You a question?
Yeah.
When I had my teeny tiny one with Carla, my
wedding?
Number one. Yeah, the wedding. Thank you, Rob.
I think you were clarifying that. Clarifying.
You're crazy. Anyway,
he's on thin ice.
Yeah, you're on thin ice there. Don and Mike are on thin ice. That's George Michael. That's another channel.
But 4%. It's still great.
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
When I had my real small one, it was because I'd been married 3 times and I didn't feel right about another big, there are people like Donald Trump that have that kind of ego.
But you know what you did that was great? You had a really great informal party after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. That's the way we did it.
This is completely financial.
Financial, just 100%.
Didn't want to spend the money.
Because no
the
one's
money.
Out there
trying
we
to
don't
fix
have
a house
a,
up.
We don't have a father
yes,
of the bride.
That's not.
We don't have family of the bride or family of the groom that are ponying up.
No, nothing. Right? And I don't. I really at this point in my life, I don't want. I didn't want any. I didn't want to ask anybody.
He's an older groom.
Yeah, I'm older groom. Yeah, I said my s together.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
it's my fault. I picked this lot in life. I got
to
deal with it.
I'm married at 25. I craved attention and drama.
You had a big one.
It was a fun one. It was all right.
That was a fun one.
So I said, we're not going to do it. We got Key West, the big song and dance about you just make it small, just the family. It won't be that expensive. You can handle it. You work it out, yada, yada. Fine. Did that. Ended up giving Shannon the keys to the kingdom, saying we have an X budget. We really don't have that, but I think I can swing that. Let's figure that out, right? It shouldn't cost that much because it's just 30 of us, essentially.
Yeah, it's a small party.
Now, dollars aren't really the problem at this point.
My computer is not going to affect the carving station.
No,
or something
more
like
than
that.
We've canceled the empanadas.
More than time. Oh, by the way, tasting empanadas.
Yeah.
Not up to par.
Oh, because you're used to the homemade
the
stuff.
Empanadas.
Off the menu.
Oh, really?
Because I said, how did you learn how to make salteña? She goes, this is my first time. I said, probably shouldn't be on your menu.
Garen F&T.
Whoa, hold on. Empanadas.
They're from Costco.
Well, what was is this from Mama or from Shannon?
No, this is the we had a tasting.
Oh, the
last
caterer.
Week.
Yeah, the caterer. Yeah. And empanadas were requested? You wanted some
empanadas? She had them on the list of choices we could choose from to taste.
Oh, and it's very, and that's your family.
I said,
so
that's all
not?
A Bolivian big, touchdown for us.
And the empanadas sucked?
Yeah, I remember walking down and saying, this is crazy. This lady must be Bolivian, right? How does she know how to make these?
Right.
Okay. And she's like, no, I found the recipe on. On Pinterest.
What made
I
them
pinned
so bad.
The empanada.
They didn't taste like salteñas. They didn't taste like the empanadas my mom makes.
Oh, okay. All right. And so they.
She goes, how are they? I'm like, I was like, I can give you the long story or the short story. She said,
oh, really? Wow. That bad, huh?
I'm no snoot or snob.
No, I know you're the opposite of that one, especially when it comes
snotty.
To food.
Snotty.
Yeah. I felt like you shouldn't have something on the menu that you can offer if you're just starting to make it the day
Absolutely.
Of.
Absolutely.
You know what she did?
I agree with
you.
And especially if it didn't taste right.
She trolled you by race.
She did not. That was one of the caterers.
So you're Bolivian. You know what I know how to make soon is saltenias. So yeah, that's
this,
it.
This you is, know, I don't even know this poor woman, Rob, but I can see her in the kitchen going, oh, they won't know the difference.
Anyway, honey, yeah. How do I roll this dough? I'm having a devil of a time rolling this empanada dough.
Empanada.
Duh. Right, so this is, am I right?
This
ladies?
Is important context because I'm telling my sister who knows like how good salteñas are and how bad salteñas are, right? These Bolivian empanadas.
Can you offer more clarity as to, you know, outside of the fact that they didn't taste like your
okay.
mama's,
two
can
things.
You offer more clarity as to what made them bad? I'm just curious about
The vermin.
No. They were bland. She mentioned right before I looked at them, they didn't look anything like they're supposed to look. B.
Right.
They look like dumplings, if anything.
They're supposed to be golden brown.
Yeah, golden
not?
Brown.
And
yeah.
delicious.
Yes. And they weren't golden brown. They're pasty white. She
they're
said,
supposed to be golden brown.
With a spicy filling in the middle.
So she said, you know, she goes, we can also do chicken and beef. And I said, well, what's in these? Wait, all I know is chicken and beef empanadas.
This is shrimp. We found
there's shrimp in here.
Hot dogs.
You're not supposed to have seafood.
Okay. And the spicy filling was put to the side. Like, so you had to actually eat it with the empanada. Like,
So the whole thing was just wrong.
Yeah, it was wrong. And the context is, I have to mention that because that's
can you bring an empanada from your mom into the studio?
Absolutely.
One time?
Yes. Make them.
They're
yeah,
wonderful.
We've had them. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great.
So okay. she says to me, so then that was one of the kids. We didn't end up going with her, right?
Right.
But I'm telling my sister this. I'm like, this lady shows up and she's like, has all these Bolivian foods. And to a Bolivian food, even the sopa de maní, which is the like peanut soup, like she just made that the day of.
Oh, that's
I barfed after peanut soup.
That's a brand new thing.
I barfed. Paul made it for one like Thanksgiving at my house, I think. Way back, it's one of the houses. I don't
it's
know.
It's a spicy soup.
Years ago, and I yacked.
Sopa
no,
de maní.
No, I went to their house in Annandale, Virginia,
oh,
and driving home
Annandale.
With my first wife, I pulled over and I had to barf.
One of Big Daddy's caretakers when he was close to the end of passing, she was from Ghana.
And Ghana, the
she
Ghana
made
Cafe.
She made peanut soup, and Carrie and I had to open up the windows in the dead of winter. It was the foulest smelling thing.
Yeah, it's nasty
I've
stuff.
Ever
okay.
seen.
Okay,
it's
not guys, a good thank soup. You. So, it just,
but
it,
I'm
it,
glad
it,
you like it.
It didn't work.
What
out.
Other races don't
so
you?
The,
like?
Yes, yes.
So the,
foreign
the
smells,
that caterer,
open the windows.
That caterer got booted. What else happened?
So I tell my sister about this, and I'm giving my sister like the detail. I was like, isn't that like strange that someone would put something that on their menu and they just made it the day of and they Instagrammed it? Like
can't,
I was like,
can't back it up.
It was funny because she's like, I was just Instagramming today that I was making salteñas for the first time. I'm like,
what?
Well, I got to pay for you for this? Like,
what's the difference
going on?
Between empanadas and salteñas?
I say empanadas because salteñas are exactly the same thing. They're just what we call it in Bolivia.
All right.
Okay. You know, that's what I'm saying. It's Bolivian empanadas. Easy to say. My sister says, what? And my sister's just like, she gets what I'm saying. And she goes, well, they shouldn't do that. I should do this. Why don't you do that? Why isn't Shannon doing this? What and as she's essentially putting this anxiety on me at 11:30 p.m. at night, where I just want to go to bed, and
ensuring
I just,
that
I,
you won't have a good
she
night's
called
sleep,
me though. For a LARF, and then it becomes like the Inquisition. I said, look,
a literal Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, I said, look, lady, I've been setting you guys up for disappointment. It's not Trump International. I said, set your expectations low. It's a day of love. It's a day of having my family there. Our family's there. Just know that Shannon's making the centerpieces. Nothing's going to be great. All right.
So you're going. Did you pick a caterer finally?
Yes, but the point is this: my sister went into full code red mode and called Shannon the next day because she's a busybody, and right. says, "Can we go over what you're doing with the caterer? Because Oscar gave me a number for per head per person, and that seemed kind of high for what you're getting." Because my sister's been married. She's been through this. So I showed my
sure.
brother as
and,
well.
And she's rich.
And she's wealthy, yes.
Right.
Swimming in it.
Yeah. And I told my sister.
But I'm sure she's dealt with caterers before. It's not a bad thing. Let her
again.
A little. Did you give her permission to call Shannon? And,
I know. No.
She did
she's
it on
my
her
older
own?
Sister. She just does what she wants, right? Oh, just like my mom.
That's a little heavy.
A little pushy.
As far as I'm
concerned. Then I get a call that afternoon from Shannon.
Hold on.
We got to break this up.
Okay.
Because I got to come back. I got to do another break here. I want to find out really where it stands right now. But I want to linger on the conversation between your butting in sister and your bride to be.
I think it's great that the sister cares so much.
That's wonderful.
Hope there's not a conflict.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
America, your long national nightmare is over. Rob Radio returns for your Labor Day weekend, Saturday morning at 7 on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station, or stream it live at 971thewave.com. This week, I make a historic segue from Jimi Hendrix to Dean Martin. Yes, the music is on point.
Rob Spiewak.
Hold on just a second.
All right. Woo-hoo.
Incoming!
So the food was not actually in the empanada?
Down, turn your music down, please.
Hold on. I'm not getting that.
Turn your music down.
Ooh.
Oh. The music changed.
Just doing this. I'm just playing with my soundboard.
Oh, sure. We love it, man. We love it.
It's like a magical tour.
Yeah. But with sound.
Horror music is what you're hearing.
I'm scared. I'm
trying to do a commercial for the TMOS bonus packages. Stop that. All right. I want
Please.
To play this.
Monish.
There's nothing scary about buying the bonus package.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's why.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
All right. Hold on. I'll figure it out.
Mike, you got this.
Piece of cake.
This is just
here
like,
we go. This let me do what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
now.
Please. Right, please. Go. We're back.
I apologize.
Okay. Now you got this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
It was a Thursday night when she walked into my place. She was a good-looking broad, wearing an oversized hat, dipped above one eye. She told about parasites, organisms that live on a host, and suck the blood out of the Mike O'Mara Show. She looked at me and said, "Hey, you're luckily the kind of parasite that feeds on us by never subscribing to the bonus show. But that's crap. Don't be a bloodsucker. Subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come. Live your life by letting us live ours. Don't adhere to our leg and suck the blood out of our fat calves.
Yeah.
Let us live parasite-free. Don't be a tick. Quit sucking. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. And thank you. I don't know who I am, but I'm leaving right now.
You're thank Sam you. Spade.
Here we are.
Hey, before going with Oscar, can I pass on a very important message?
Please.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Darius Rucker, and I hope you have a happy work-free Labor Day weekend.
Thank you.
How many do you have?
What do you mean?
How many did you have? How many did you bring with you?
Never knows. You
Come
never
on,
know.
Play one more. You know you want to.
All right, this is very important. I want to make sure everyone hears this because this is important.
Hey, it's Casey Musgraves. Hoping you have a happy
that
Labor
sucks.
Day weekend.
That's a new one.
You,
yeah.
That,
yeah, that's you, a new one. Can,
that's oh yeah. You can play
that's contemporary.
I know.
Hey,
I hate
Eric
contemporary.
I'm old. I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
Who was that?
Eric
one?
Church.
Church.
Okay, very good.
Do you want to hear the best one?
Yes.
Because we really were getting into the show and we might not get to it.
Okay,
this is my favorite.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan, and I hope you have a happy Labor Day weekend.
Hi, Luke Bryan. I sound like when Rob does Whitney.
Fist pound.
Brittany.
Fist pound. Nice. Contemporary update.
Very nice. I like
well,
that.
Hey, all right,
Oscar.
This is Sam Hunt. Have a great and work free Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. All country performers.
We hear you.
Oscar,
yes.
Getting back to your catering situation.
Yes.
So, your older sister.
God bless her, man.
Uninvited.
My second mom.
She decides to call your bride-to-be and discuss catering arrangements.
Not just catering, full wedding. Like, what do you have done? What don't you have done?
But the venue, which is the yoga studio,
yes.
where they rent it out for wedding, that's all picked. That's done.
That venue's done.
What about
you
a preacher?
Got the box.
You got somebody. You got the person that's doing it? Do you have the person that's doing
man,
it?
Man, I hate when I talk about this on the radio. It's going to come back to me. Something happened. Okay, this is the
You
deal.
Had a,
we have a high-ranking
political official.
We have somebody coming to marry us, right?
Isn't Chad like an ordained minister?
No, no.
Like every
DJ
in the
We're doing a family friend. That somebody coming that's very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom calls my girl last week. Oh, this is not going to work out well. I'll just tell you guys. I always bust your balls for not talking about something. So my mom calls my girl last week and says, where are the invitations? The judge has not received the invitation yet. My girl says, well, I was just going to send her an email, that which is a misstep. I get that. And my mom, instead of being sweet, be like, oh, this girl's never done this before. You know, yes, like this is something that's special. But just right. because she's marrying us doesn't mean that she doesn't get an invitation.
I don't know. I didn't send an invitation to the preachers.
I did not.
I think it's more of a business understanding.
The person that's officiating, the officiant, as they're called,
yeah.
whether it's a clergyman or a justice of the peace, yes. or a judge, they are contact. That is a separate entity. They're getting paid to be there.
Yeah. No, not this person.
This is a wedding. Well, then that's different. Yeah, then you want to have them bring their wife or their significant other.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. My mom goes crazy on Shannon, starts yelling at her. I can hear it through the phone.
Yeah,
a lot of eyes.
Yeah.
And I
picked a family friend, this judge?
Yes, yes.
Older?
Older, yes.
Oh, okay.
So I picked up the phone to my mom while she's yelling at Shannon. And I'm sure half of it was Spanish. That's what I heard.
Sure.
Shannon doesn't know what's going on. And I said, Mom, when you're done yelling at her, I need to talk to you. And I gave the phone back to Shannon. So she just keep yelling at her, right?
Oh, God.
And Shannon looked at me like if I was doing a bit,
right.
which I was,
sure.
to kind of diffuse it. But my mom kept yelling at her
sure.
for another 5 minutes.
Mom didn't think it was a bit.
No.
Right. Oh, no. Poor Shannon. Wow.
She's got your sister. Shannon.
She's got
Please.
Your mother.
Run
she's
away.
Got your. I
Run
mean,
away,
really,
buddy.
Jesus Christ, stay the hell out of it. It's her deal.
So
it's her deal, man.
Wade, it's her deal, Wade.
So,
jeez,
I diffused that bomb by saying, hey, my mom's back's been hurting a little bit. She's going a little crazy.
Sure.
It's not you. It's her.
You know what? Every relative in every family has some malady that the enabling family members attribute the crap behavior to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's hip's been hurting today.
Yes,
he's
right.
just a little crazy to the intern.
It's like the
so
movie Sideways. His mother just died. You
know? So, finally, my sister calls Shannon. Shannon, unfortunately, because she has no help except for like maybe two of her yoga buddies who are probably more interested in
yoga
in lighting incense and doing downward dog than helping her out the way she needs to be helped. Because
right.
I think most people have a wedding planner. And I mentioned that because my sister, she's not just a woman that is concerned. She took action.
Bronson Pinchot.
She actually
Martin
hired...
Short.
On short notice, a wedding planner as a wedding present to Shannon and I to help us make sure that we're not stressed on the day we are going to get married.
Now, that is either going to be received by you as something extraordinarily generous, which it probably is.
Yeah, but are you like me? Does the hair on the back of your neck stand
yeah.
up when you hear that? Because it doesn't sound like it's a gift.
No, it sounds like you can't handle this, so I'm going to take care of it.
It sounds like it's meddling with a capital M.
Meddle. Mm. Yes, exactly. She is the meddler.
I take it as a gift, and the wedding planner... Because like this is, guess this is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because the movie I saw with Jennifer Lopez certainly didn't have this as part of the script.
Well, the wedding planner, to the best of my knowledge, is responsible for spending your money.
Yes,
right.
Yes, so she's quickly spending my money as she sent us because we didn't have any music. I guess nobody thought about music at her wedding.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Might need music at a wedding.
Yeah,
especially when you walk down the aisle.
Yeah, you do. You
know
the, well, would you like a suggestion from me?
Yes.
I mean, I heard music. Do I hear music?
No, it's the European ambulance outside.
The musical really? Sirens.
Yeah.
The music sirens. We got like a little...
There we go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
What the hell is that?
Apparently, Inspector Clouseau has had a heart attack.
Jesus Christ. What's been going on outside our studios in Washington all day?
D.C.
I can't believe it.
Must be having an emergency.
The We had a little string quartet or a little like three
beautiful. Classical. Yeah.
That always works with it, and it's very beautiful and very gentle. You can even
The wedding planner's
on. I can
on.
Loan you the soundboard.
She was super, super tight about it. She asked
when did she come into the equation?
Yesterday.
The wedding planner.
Yesterday.
Okay. Oh, right, boy.
Well, you got plenty of time.
It's fresh, right?
I keep thinking it's like happening this weekend.
I got no less than 8 texts yesterday on a group text between my sister, Shannon, the wedding planner, and myself, right?
Is the planner a lady or a man?
Shannon's she welcomes this. She's been overwhelmed. She didn't want to tell me. She said she loves my sister. She rocks. Like, she didn't want to tell me she didn't have certain
things
set up.
Is your sister ponying up for some of the ideas the wedding planner may have?
Yes, she is. Because when I got the quote for the Pied Piper that's coming out to our wedding now.
Are you going to get a piano player?
They sent me 3 different videos of these jerks, right? And one thinks he's Ed Sheeran. He's not Ed Sheeran. Like, he's just not. The other guy thinks he's Yanni. He's not Yanni. Like, all these guys are the same hacks, right? So Shannon at like 1 in the morning wakes me up. She's still up like doing stuff for the planner. And I'm like, what? What's wrong with Santa? Something wrong with the dog. She goes, which one of the musicians do you think was best? And I wrote, I don't care. Who's the cheapest?
God. Oh, the cheapest.
I feel guilty. I was like, right. I turned around and said, not the wannabe Ed Sheeran.
You know, you got a DJ right in front of you. You got a DJ that can put on a nice tuxedo.
The only Spanish music he knows is Despacito. Like, we need
someone. It's a hot record.
Has it got to be Spanish stuff?
They got to dance the cueca. They got to dance the mambo. What all these other dances we dance that I don't dance.
I completely understand.
We don't even have a song for the wedding, Mike. These are all things. The wedding planner wrote back. She goes, I see you're missing.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the joining of 2 wonderful people.
Here they are. Please welcome the brand new Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Zavallos. Here they come. This is the beautiful bride
for
here.
For the first time as man and wife.
Don't forget to tip your servers that will be handing out Zabalmianos, or whatever they're called.
Bring some saltanios to the DJ booth.
I just ordered the wedding rings.
Yeah,
like yesterday.
Look at the beautiful centerpieces. Don't they look homemade?
Aren't they homie?
Yeah, homie. Well, you know what? So
it's
going to
be okay.
The pressure is off now, and if it's this intimate an affair, then I don't think you need to stress.
The fun part was when I got the lighting budget. Somebody, the wedding planner wrote me and said, "What's your lighting budget?"
Lighting budget.
Yeah. The wedding planner said that to you. Yes. Run for your effing life. What is the lighting budget?
And I wrote back, Petco.
How about a light bulb? How much does a light bulb cost at Home Depot, bitch? That's what I would say. I am sorry.
I wrote back, ?? And I said,
get the invitation to the judge. I said, I'm not going to French kiss you and just get your ass over and
please,
do the job.
Please.
I said, look, this is something Shannon's dealing with. I think she's had a couple lighting people come out and it just didn't seem like it was practical. But if you have a hookup, I wrote, let us know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time as man and wife, here is Oscar and Shannon to dance their first dance for you.
Here they come. That's right. This is Zavallos. We're sitting over here, and we would like now to bring in the. We'd like to bring in the Bolivian Pipers, please. Bring in the Bolivian Pipers. Here they come. Wait, I'm sorry. No, that's not the correct band. That's not the right one. No, that is the wrong ethnicity.
For Shannon.
Oh, yeah. True.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Could be a mashup.
There we are. what a fine day it is. Yes, that's right. No, I think you could have a lot of fun. All right, let's bring in here Oscar's brothers and sisters right now. Bring them all in. Bring the kids over here. Fantastic, baby.
Yeah, you know, Elvis was in Acapulco when he sang that song. Yeah, so that's sort of Spanish, right?
It'd be funny if the DJ was like, seems to be a race war going on. All the whiteys are on right and she the tan are on
freedom!
You say, she says I do. You say I do. Everybody's happy.
Oh, no.
Yes, sorry. And now they're going to whisk their way to their limousine and out to their fabulous wedding night. There he goes.
We have no... special plans
that night?
Really? No. I don't even have a cool car like my sister or brother had.
I would
leave.
At least get a hotel suite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we live in the city. We just come back home, I imagine. Right?
Well, maybe we can talk amongst ourselves on the show. Yeah. That would be a nice wedding gift from the show.
Yeah. It would.
We can have Mac drive you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just checked. That was chewed up by the computer. Hey, I know we've utilized you a lot on the show. Are you up for an Oscars?
Oh, please, Oscars, absolutely.
Yeah. It's Friday. That means we have to talk to Oscar about his opinions on things.
Arch,
we call it Oscars Day.
Oscars Day. Oscars Day.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, hello, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hello, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Jackie the Joke Man Martling is here.
Yeah, but not to be outdone by your birthday.
Oh, yes, we also celebrate, if you want to call it that, my birthday. Also, Michael Jackson, does he have a new hit record out?
I think he does.
I think he might, too. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com, subscribe on iTunes, and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Tony talks, Gary talks, Tony talks, Gary talks, Tony talks, Gary talks, Tony talks, Gary talks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's
everybody.
The secret to the magic.
Mm.
Brought to you by Lyft.
It's the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best gig in the world. Lyft was the first ride sharing app to offer in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $200. I'm sorry, no, not $200.
Wow.
No, $200 million.
That's even more.
$200 million. $200 million drivers is this amazing, significant amount of cash. Thank you very much. Anyway, Lyft was the first ride-sharing app to offer in-app tipping, and it's wonderful. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. You know, you want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply, everybody. Yes, hooray. Yeah. And now, it's time for Oscars Day.
Oscars Day.
A review and comment on news items that may or may not agree with that are only Oscar's opinion and do not in any way reflect the opinions of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any right-thinking citizen of the United States of America. And now the man who's getting married very soon, ladies and gentlemen, with his opinions of the day, I give you the one and only Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar.
Oscar.
Ranker asked people to name their favorite chips. And after almost 100,000 votes, these are the 10 most popular. Would you like me to go for? And by the way, when they say chips, I don't understand because they're not the one that comes in number one is not a chip. It's a snack. It's a snack.
So they're like, these are like, would you say favorite junk foods?
Yeah, these are tortillas and chips and
savory treats.
So savory. Here we go. Savory treats. Number 10, Doritos Spicy Sweet Chili. This immediately is a BS list.
I agree.
That is BS. If they're putting a clever flavor on to promote, I want to find out who runs Ranker.
You know, Big Chip.
This is not my this is not my take.
Oh, Mike, whether they're chips or snacks, I can definitely weigh
in. Whose take is this?
Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Ranker sucks.
Number 9 is Pringles Original.
Pringles, you can't go wrong. I think they should be higher, though, because with a Pringle, whether it's your...
a Pringle.
Yeah, I mean, if you're thinking about the chip itself, it's hard to mess up because they're in the... Because
it's so preformed.
It's so preformed that the taste itself really is dependent on the chip.
And you can do the duck thing. Where you make it look like a duck bill.
And Oscar, on this particular category, I put this in Oscar's take because the Oscar's fact is take. That, you know, on the Big O and Duke show, they've done this great, my favorite bit that they do, which is Snacks of the Round Table. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think he knows from where he comes
rate
on this.
And rank snacks.
Yeah. Number 8 is Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Look, fatties across America, including myself, pick up Sun Chips because they think they're healthy. The sun has nothing to do with it. It's marketing people. Look at the package. They're as bad as Doritos, especially if you eat the whole bag like I do.
Number 7 is, once again, a chip, Lay's Sour Cream and Onion, followed at number 6 by Lay's Original. That's 7 and 6.
Those are middle of the road. You can't go wrong with a solid, let's say you got a nice a Redskins party, or maybe you're watching a movie together with your wife and you've got chips in front of you. Classics go all the way.
Lay's are great trips. Yeah. They're good.
We move up to number 5. This is not regular Pringles. This is Pringles sour cream and onion. Moves up to the right in the middle of the pack. Number 5 on the list. Pringles. And then they've got Lay's barbecue. So it's like Pringles and Lay's kind of dominate this.
Middle of the road. All right.
All right. Number 3 is Ruffles cheddar and sour cream. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Not my take, but I just thought I'd throw that one out there. That's number 3
rules.
Oscar.
3 absolute rules. That's kind of the decadent chip if you're going to go in for any. I personally, quick sidebar, I like the Carolina chips, the Utes or Utz Carolina chips.
Yes, Utes, Mike.
Utes.
Utes.
Utes. Utes. Two Utes. The two Utes. Number 2 is Cool Ranch Doritos.
Oh, that would be number 1 in my book. No. I love Cool Ranch. When people say that the regular Dorito is better than the Cool Ranch Dorito, I think they're aliens.
No, okay. Rob, don't care for the Cool Ranch Dorito.
Way overrated. That is all presentation, no flavor.
I would say your body would say otherwise.
This truly is Oscar's take.
At number 1 with our mouth timpanies, please. Cheetos, number 1. Cheetos.
Oh, I'm shocked. Cheetos, an underrated chip.
Yeah.
I think people stay away from Cheetos at times simply because they think it's too messy.
Yeah, so orange fingers.
Yeah, they don't want the orange fingers on their steering wheel as they're driving around.
Mike tells a bonus show style joke about Cheetos. That's an excellent one.
An okay list. A lot of the
God, I'm forgetting it. What is it? Give me the parameters.
The punchline is a gentleman has goes to the doctor because a certain part of his anatomy has turned orange.
Right.
And he says, doctor, I can't figure out what's wrong. He says, well, sometimes stress can cause this. Are you under any sort of stress? He says, no, actually, things are going very well. As a matter of fact, I just won the lottery. He says, well, how do you spend your day? And he says, pleasuring myself and eating Cheetos.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. Moving right along, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. Oh, and... Cheetos, the fluffy or the more compact kind?
I love the fluffier ones.
I like the other
crunchy type. Would be the more compact kind, storyteller. It's the more
I remembered the joke.
Introducing new more compact kind Cheetos.
We can't fit that on the label.
What's going on? Get the snack product. Correct. They're crunchy.
Crunchy.
Oscar, a woman named Leah Adame from Orange County, California, tweeted a photo earlier this week. She's at a nail salon, and a guy was there feeding his girlfriend chicken nuggets while she got a manicure. Now the photo is going viral, especially thanks to women who've more or less declared that this guy is a hero for pulling the ultimate boyfriend move. I need your take on this, please. Thank you.
All right. Listen up, ladies. Just because a guy does something nice for you doesn't mean he's the perfect guy, right?
One gesture.
Yeah, one gesture. And it's not a grand gesture. The idea is his girl is getting pretty, hopefully for him, right? Because it takes so much more work for women to do what they have to do. Guys, we get up. We kind of just mess with our hair a little bit. We don't have to put makeup on. They've got a plight of their own, right?
You speak for yourself.
Now, where I draw the line is this. This guy is no hero. Right. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's doing his girl a disservice. If he was feeding her celery sticks
or carrots or kale,
then you would say, wow, look at this guy. Really cares about his girl's health.
Yep. Yeah.
It's nuggets.
Chicken
nuggets. Those nuggets go straight to the thighs.
That's right. That's right. I bet she's got those little toe separators on, too.
Yeah. Again,
although she was getting a manicure, so I guess that's why
she might wear them anyway. She might need to.
If anything,
you can't eat nuggets with your feet.
If anything, he's...
Oh, yeah?
Thank you, Pony.
He's poisoning her.
He is.
Yes. Right,
so he hates her.
Yeah. No, he's trying to kill her, clearly.
Listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, the horrible wait is over. According to pretty strong rumors, the pumpkin spice latte is going on sale downstairs at Starbucks starting today. Frankly, I applaud their discipline for waiting until the calendar hit September. Last year, it officially went on sale on the 6th, but you could order it on the 1st. God. This is Idiocracy. You guys are talking about it during the bonus show, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like crazy. If you go into Starbucks
today. Plants love pumpkin spice lattes.
They're not. Here's their game. They're not advertising it. You have to ask for it. I'm getting tired of the whole Starbucks trip, to be honest.
You know that Starbucks is at the bottom of our building. Yes. And you know that most of us go every day for one reason or another.
We're
right?
good customers.
Yes. We
are. It's there, and it's a very fine, solid, overpriced product.
It is. This, when I hear about the pumpkin spice latte and how people are pumped for this, I wonder if we as Americans have lost touch with what really is important, right?
Right.
Because remember we had the whole unicorn frap situation this past summer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That we tried it on the program. It was a big
another
deal.
Another idiot drink,
right?
That lasts for a half an hour before people realize, it's too sweet.
And by the way, it's essentially August still, September 1st, but it's the summer. You don't want a pumpkin spice latte when it's 100 degrees outside.
And I'll be honest with you, fellas. For me personally, as Hurricane Irma churns out in the Atlantic and we're all waiting to see where the hell Irma, that's right.
Yes.
Irma is sitting out there in the Atlantic. I'm, you know, not really thinking about pumpkin spice.
No.
I'm thinking about saving my ass.
I would say one less latte.
Bears down.
Maybe $5 or $10 to the Red Cross.
Hey, that's a good approach. Yeah. There you go.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
Finally, Oscar, when Robert Pattinson first moved to L.A., he lived in an apartment with a very famous individual. That person's name, Dustin Screech Diamond.
Hey!
Remember the Saved by the Bell guy that had a big thing, right?
Well, allegedly, there was a thing on, there was an internet rumor that you never saw his face and the thing at the same time, so he might have actually put the video out to start a rumor that he had a big thing.
Well, he says, quote, Robert Pattinson says, I loved it. I really miss it. Dustin was the first person to introduce me to Hot Pockets.
Oh.
You want a Hot Pocket, Dustin?
Guys.
if you don't have a take on this, that's
no,
fine.
No, I do.
Too,
I've actually had Dustin Diamond in studio and talked about the sex tape to his face when it was released.
And?
Screech, was he pleasant to you before he got arrested?
He was as douchey as you think a guy that can't get past himself and Saved by the Bell would be.
Right, okay.
Like, literally, I remember we were asking him about the dollars he made on Saved by the Bell, and he mentioned that, you know, what he had purchased and how he had this basement set up, and he's got, like, a $10,000 Predator suit, which was kind of cool to us.
Right.
But he had this cavalier attitude about life where I'm sitting, I'm like, you know you're Screech.
Yeah.
Like, you are not...
A little diluted.
Like, yeah, please. Like, you're not Robert Downey Jr. in here.
Right.
Right?
Okay, got it. Okay, cool.
Complete dick.
That. Yeah.
So on my end, Robert Pattinson, much like most of us have rented a room from Craigslist, he somehow found it on Craigslist because Dustin Diamond isn't that wealthy.
Right.
Shacked up with this guy and probably for 3 months and was like, I got to kind of get out of here. I like to do something with my life, you know?
And now with all his fame, he's looking back on it with fondness and nostalgia.
Yes, that's what he's doing. And why would he burn Screech? The guy's burned himself too many times.
That's true. Who needs to burn Screech? Yeah. That's Oscar's take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Take.
We will take a break. Have you mind your Friday sounds? Are normally you got a lovely, fresh basket of delightful
Labor Day
sounds.
Basket.
We had a little bit of rain, so what we've got are some fresh ones, and they're a little green, tart.
That's
delicious.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll do that and when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
There you go. Man, oh man, that Jim Amato knows the way I run an editing software piece of machine.
Isn't that a great promo, Marcus?
That's terrific. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Now listen, if you are thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters will get the process moving fast and easy. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you, and you can even meet Tater. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every single month. They will show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high interest credit card debt, or for those home improvements you've been putting off, like hiring an exterminator for your chimney. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you
to your best financial plan, and they're going to get you there fast. They treated Oscar like a king. They can do the same for you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
Oh, Arch.
Let's open up the audio vault for today with Rob Spiewak for September 1, 2017. Rob,
hey, it's a big weekend.
I love that, by the way.
I know. I really play it for you.
Yeah, it's, I love it.
It used to be for me, but now it's for us.
Can you hit it one more time because we love hearing it?
All those singers in their tight shirts.
Yeah. Labor Day.
Labor Day. Hit the B harder.
Labor Day.
Very good. When I was little, did you have any shows that when you were like, you know, first, second grade, that was absolute appointment television for you?
Yeah, probably Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West, great show. I caught it in reruns.
That was a television show?
Oh, yeah, it inspired the movie.
Oh, I thought it was a Will Smith joint.
Mm.
Yeah, Wiki Wiki.
Yeah.
But when I was little,
Wiki,
I was...
Wild Wild, Wiki Wiki, Wild Wild West.
I loved The Bionic Man, The $6 Million Man. I still have all the episodes on DVD, and if I have a few beers, I'll watch him fight Bigfoot. Great show. we lost yesterday. You might not know him by name. He was Richard Anderson. He played Oscar Goldman. He was on both The $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman. But here's why he's important. He did the narration at the beginning of the show.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive.
So he had a good run. He died at 91, just like Jerry. But also, the reason I bring it up, he was a great punchline in The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Is that The $6 Million Man's boss?
It's Oscar Goldman.
Why do you have that?
That's worth a lot of money. That's much more valuable than Steve Austin.
So safe home. A big deal for me.
Can you guess the theme?
Is it Wild Wild West? Yes!
The Lone Ranger!
Isn't this a great theme?
Oh, it's the best.
I was really strange when they did a different version of it for the modern one.
Well,
and they
Selma
just did all
Hayek
these little cartoon vignettes, like in a puzzle. They did this show. I don't want to infringe on your
take
time.
Take it. It's a smart show because there were so many Westerns on TV at this time.
It was so brilliant that they would actually show a cartoon at the beginning with a puzzle piece. And each puzzle piece was how the scene ended, and they turned it back into
That's
a cartoon.
Cool. Yeah.
It was very high budget. It was very, very cool.
And they fought a little person.
Ooh. Yes, they did. Oh, Dr. Loveless.
Exactly.
Attaboy. Oh, my God. One of the great little people of all time on television. Fantastic.
Great show. Mike, this I pulled for you. I think you might find this interesting. They did research of where William Shakespeare grew up in London and Stratford, I guess. And this is the way Shakespeare's accent would have been doing the opening lines of Romeo and Juliet. So they're recreating the way William Shakespeare actually talked.
Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our sin. From ancient grudge, break to new mutiny, where civil bloodless, civil lands unclean. From forth, the fatal lines of theirs two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take the life.
So almost Irish.
Man, yeah, I need subtitles.
Go. Yeah, you do.
Yes, to be or not to be. That be the question, whether it's nobler to take your little boy to the school and go to a playground and have a big latte Starbucks with the pumpkin spice. Have your stupid pumpkin spice, drink it part in your lap as far as I care.
You know who is very funny, and you predicted his stardom, Mike, is The Rock. And he's just finished up shooting a studio picture, and fans knew that he was at the studio, and they've been hanging out at the gates. So for the last 5 days, this guy has been showing up outside the studio gates, and it's a great Instagram video. He's got a 5-foot-high picture of The Rock's face, just his face. And so every day when The Rock leaves, he sees the guy with the 5-foot face, and so he decides to mess with him. This is The Rock leaving work one night.
It's almost 1 a.m., and I just worked a hell of a 16-hour day. And apparently there's a fan right up here. He's holding my big... picture of my face. He's been out here apparently for 3 days. Now he finally caught me. We're gonna have a little bit of fun. Here he is right here. I know where I'm going. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh my god,
how you doing, man?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So here's the thing. I'm real tired. How about we just come back tomorrow? Okay. All right, good. All right, cool. Later.
Yeah, he's just happy. I can't. Come here. Come here, buddy. I can't even joke with you. Too happy, dude. All right, come on. Did you make that yourself?
Well, I printed it myself, yeah.
Good. Well, it sucks. Goodbye. No, I'm only kidding. Come here. I got the greatest fans in the world. I love you guys. Thank you. All right, dude. I appreciate you. Come on. Let's sign it.
How great is
that's
he?
That's awesome.
He's funny. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, that's
I love
a good,
him.
That's 1 o'clock in the morning after 16 hours. That's yeah. pretty that's pretty fun.
My like favorite that. Part of that is him yelling at his GPS.
Yeah.
Yes, rich people.
He's really he knows he's going to upload this and yes! he's trying to do this. And it's like, how often have you been in a car where you want to have a conversation with somebody and your GPS decides that it's going to yeah. get chatty at
exactly.
the most inopportune
time? And I have the issue. I'm like, can they hear that? Or am I the one to see it? Do they know that just happened? My speech pattern completely changed when that happened.
That's like, right. You know, rich people, they're just like us. Let's close with this. This is horrifying, but I feel I must, as a public service, bring it to the listener. There is a show, I believe it's on E, called Botched.
Botched.
About bad plastic surgery. And last night, I would call her White Snake dancer Tawny Katane, who looks so plastic now, it's horrifying.
Yee, she was a little rough like early in her career, too.
She went in to get her breast implants removed because they just aren't going with her.
They're not following her anymore.
So
they're probably pretty uncomfortable.
The doctor had a most interesting process to check the health of her nipples, and it involved leeches.
I want to make sure your nipples are alive. That one's beautiful. This one, although alive, is showing evidence of a little bit of vascular impairment. So, how do we get blood supply to come out? Leeches.
Oh my gosh. Oh boy. Is he joking?
They're medicinal leeches.
They're alive.
They're
leeches.
Alive. They will attach.
Okay.
And they will suck the blood out. Look, he's exactly where he needs to be, by the way.
You can't even feel it.
Right. They have an anesthetic in their saliva, theoretically.
Morphine legs up.
Yeah.
Really?
Color's already getting better.
The color is getting better. And the amazing thing, Mike, is after he removed the leech, it bought a bonus package. I know it was a long way to go, but that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody.
I love that. That's it, people.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Labor Day. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.